Master Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
I don't think I've ever done you first. I don't think I've ever have ever had you go first.
Very rarely. It felt right this time though. I was ready for some reason.
Because weak and cheek rhyme, and I just realized
it's messed up. Yeah, this is just a special one.
And I only say that the first time. Also, Tim Lanning's here.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Nika Howard.
Hi. I was just thinking how funny it would be last week if we would have just pretended like Tim was here the whole time, but he never got introduced, and so that's why he could never talk.
Damn, that was a real missed opportunity.
I know. My pronouns are she, her.
Next time Jennifer's on, definitely do that.
Yeah.
When like, it's just me gone.
Yeah. We're gonna do it to you.
It's funny.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him. If I sound a little different to you, it's because my best Jefferson's is gone.
Does he sound lighter? Does he sound more, I don't even know what.
We recorded last week.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to talk about it more.
Oh, okay. He's always talking about his balls.
He loves it. He needs us to know.
One time on a home improvement, this is the portion of the podcast, but as always, if you're new to listening to it, we always talk about how...
The home improvement section.
Yeah, the home improvement
section. We got the 10 minutes of home improvement. Sometimes it stretches out to an hour.
Yeah.
Where Tim, the tool man Taylor, was a little nervous about getting his balls cut off, just like Bachman did.
Yeah.
And he went and talked to the hardware store owner, which he has a very deep and raspy, to the chat I'm talking about, voice. And it was like, oh, I guess there's no fear of my voice going up. And he goes, what do you mean? Mine did. And it's funny because his voice is
really deep. Wow.
He's the guy that Joe Dirt sees, it, who says, home is where you make it.
Oh, my God.
And Joe Dirt here. You like to see homos naked.
Wow. Does Joe Dirt hold up? I don't want
to
know.
I has to.
I don't want to know.
Well, I think he
was chill about it. I think he was chill about seeing
homos naked. Yeah.
Man, well, guys, let us know if Joe Dirt holds up. I'm probably not going to watch it.
All right, now we're entering the Joe Dirt section.
This is the second most popular section, the Joe Dirt section.
How many months is it going to be till we get to the Joe Dirt reviews?
Didn't Joe Dirt start bad?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Wasn't it bad from the jump?
Probably.
You take that back.
I liked it when I was in high school, so I don't know.
Let us know if Joe Dirt holds down.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm done talking about pop culture.
That's it. Yeah, we can't talk about current pop culture. Only really old pop culture that our younger listeners will have no idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, all the 12-year-olds are so lost.
Like, what is this?
I love the idea of getting called a boomer because you like Joe Dirt. That's very funny.
Wow, the psychic damage I just took from thinking about that.
I'm that's cringe.
My feelings are hurt just thinking about being called cringe by a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm a spadehead.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Just Shoot Me? That's a show with David Spade.
Wings?
Is he also Wings? An old show.
I don't believe he's in that, but that's true. Oh, it is an old movie. Or show. I love that show. Nantucket Air?
Guys, can we not... I was going to suggest something else to do, but I couldn't.
I was like, play D&D.
Literally anything, anything else.
Please save us.
That sound means we've reached the night court segment of the show.
Wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Boy, I guess maybe we should give away some Die Hard dice?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, bro.
Let's do it.
Every single recording, we give away beautiful, delicious Die Hard dice. They actually do have ones that look like mint chocolate chip that I want badly.
Our friend Pat Edwards recently.
Oh my god!
Made what looked like a beer out of Die Hard dice, and it was very cool.
I'm pissed. I didn't think of it.
Pat Edwards loves to chat with a brand online.
He does. He does about a beverage especially.
Oh yeah, we're trying to get Stoke to sponsor daytime D or afternoon D&D light, aka round.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, you can get basically if you okay, it's kind of hard to describe. If you watch Twitch, you put a hashtag, which is a number sign and then a word. This time it's dice. And then you get a code and then you can get dice on the internet. Also, you probably won't win because that's how life works. So you can go head over to dieharddice.com and use the offer code, I assume, greetings-jun for June 2021. If you're listening to this on a date that isn't June 2021, head over to Instagram, Greetings Adventure. What did I say?
Instagram.
our Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. Where the current code will be in the bio. It's typically greetings dash whatever. Yeah, but unless you're listening to this in the future, who the fuck knows? Anyways.
Just go look at our Instagram in the future.
Do it.
What's going on there?
Come on, do it.
You get 15% off your entire goddamn order, which is a great deal. And we get a little kissy from that. We get paid for this.
And the dice are good.
Dice are good.
They're good dice.
We love them.
Man, someday we're going to hang out again and we'll take more.
I'm excited to see
them. We'll take more pictures for Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like something we're going to do.
No, the past like six times we hung out and the before times, we didn't do it.
We're just too in the moment, you know?
We do tend to accidentally get drunk and forget to take selfies, so.
Mango man, congratulations. You won the beautiful, delicious Die Hard dice.
Damn it.
This week.
Mango man.
So close. Maybe next week I'll get it.
Maybe you will, Nika. I'm rooting for you.
Statistically, you have to get it eventually, right?
I really want to.
Thank you. Thank you, dieharddice.com.
Hopefully there'll be a Gen Con where Nika and I will be, and hopefully Bachman and Jennifer will be.
Me.
Yeah. I would love Jennifer will be there for work, Letzer.
I'm definitely going to be there. I got my badge today, so.
Yeah.
I got to start a new job, so I don't know how that will be, but.
I hope they go to Origins instead.
Fuck off. I want to go to Origins.
Or Flower Con in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
Come to that, Die Hard Dice.
What's Flower Con?
It's a local convention that you can get a booth for a lot cheaper.
Is it a board game convention or is it a flower convention? Or is it
I hope it's just for flowers.
Is it a hippie thing?
Oh, Rochester is the flower city, which originally was like flour, like you bake with flour, but then people were like, wouldn't it be better if it weren't?
That fucking sucks. Hey, it's better than Louisville, which has a baseball bat.
It's like a Comic-Con. It's like a baby. They've got like a little baby Comic-Con.
That makes sense.
Okay.
An old professional wrestler will be there probably.
That sounds
A Power
awesome.
Ranger, who's to say?
Maybe a Power Ranger.
Which one?
I'm listening.
There'll be an R2-D2.
Oh.
Without doubt.
Michael will dress up like Grogu.
Big Grogu.
Big Grogu.
All right, well, this should be fun. Hey, everyone, roll d20.
Oh, God. I'm so stressed.
Oh, my God.
Please, no. I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 6.
What?
We keep doing that.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 12.
Hell yeah, you did.
Wow.
Mika
Damn,
Howard.
You hate to see it. Winning with a 12?
What happened a month ago?
I don't even think I was... Oh, wait. D&D Wiki. Okay. What episode is this?
I feel like you're cheating right now. I feel like this should be against the rules.
No, I'm not cheating. I'm using the resources given to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another beer because this is going to take a while.
Okay, so Toby has a Tarrasq egg.
Yay.
Oh, God.
And Adira has a huge ass knife and finds the heart of the Tarrasq. We defeated the Tarrasq in the previous.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah, the previous
is that we defeated the Tarrasq
episode. Mm-hmm. Uthgar and Scott have a very tender father son moment where he says that he's proud of him. Oh, he did a good job. Very same sentiment. Thank you, Mr. Red, for the wiki, by the way. Let's just go ahead.
Because really, we didn't even record the last time, actually. Mm. Was it literally like a month ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been at least 3 weeks.
This was recorded on May 15th.
Okay, so nearly a month ago.
Okay, so then we cut back to Aludra and Jayla, who are taking care of, who've all gone back because Bucky got wounded and such. Yazdir pops into the room, talking about the big dragon gathering that's happening, and that Tiamat's behind it. Yazdir gives Jayla a sending stone. I'm glad that I wrote it on a thing, but anyway. God, this is the worst recap ever.
Yeah.
So bad. Listen, it's been a while. Okay, everyone. Cut Nika some slack.
The defeat of the Tarrasq.
In the chat, an important point, Death by Kitten points out that Rowan's dad has a crush on Rowan's mom. And that is an important wrinkle.
What a hilarious sentence.
That's a very important wrinkle to understand in this whole scenario.
Rowan and her mama bond. Everyone has a dinner. They share stories. We go to bed and then we go shopping the next day.
That's right.
Oh, shit. There's a short version.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's some Bigby shit going on. I mean, like in that.
Well, yeah, we teleport.
I mean, that's the thing. We got to teleport to.
No, we already did it. And we did it cut off there? Because I thought we teleported into the realm and there's a giant statue of Rowan's mom.
Wait,
yes.
This is, I'll just read the last sentence of the short. Eventually, the Tower of Grey hops on over to the realm of Bigby, where they find a gate being guarded by a ward forge in the shape of River Grey.
I forgot that it was shaped like my mom. That's, Bigby, this is very embarrassing for you. Everyone's, I mean, but also, like, to be fair, who doesn't have a crush on Rowan's mom? Mm-hmm.
Same.
Like, she's pretty
Rowan's,
powerful.
Let's give it up for moms.
Let's give it up. Rowan's hot mom.
Fourth hardest job out there, in my opinion. It goes crab fishermen, podcasters, teachers, and then moms. Well,
crab fishermen, number one. Mm-hmm. It is a very hard job.
I've seen the show.
It's very difficult.
I couldn't do it. I'd die.
So you teleported in, and you are in this demi-plane, and basically existence stops outside of this courtyard, and there's a giant gate that allows you further into Bigby's realm, but in front of it is a big metal River Grey, i.e. Rowan's mom.
And so you say Warforged, so something about it.
Yeah, is it like alive?
It appears alive as opposed to statue.
A twinkle in its eye?
Yeah, it is moving a little bit.
Oh, wow. Hello!
Its eyes turn red.
Uh-oh,
crap. No! Don't roll the butt dice, Toby. Wait, flies 30 feet back.
Can we quickly summarize who all is here right now?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Toby.
Lonnie.
For the audience!
For the audience.
Definitely not for me and my bad memory.
Bananas.
No!
Jet Razor.
Yeah, so it's the, you know, Tower Grey. I could see it just being us four and Adira. I'm unsure if
Bercy?
I don't think so. I mean, Percy didn't even fight the Tarrasque.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't think my mom or my dad. My dad definitely shouldn't.
Would Uthgar be with us, Bachman? Because I think he did something about not letting him leave. As
yeah,
a joke.
Yeah. Where's he at? Michael?
You did have a nice bonding moment.
I mean, I feel like Uthgar would, like, die here. I'm worried about him.
That's fine.
I mean, he's, you know, he's watching over you, probably from afar.
Oh, he's just like, he's on a little cloud, just like looking down, like his head on his hands.
Vape.
Yes, he makes his own vape cloud to chill on.
Would he come? He would come if I called him, though, I believe.
Probably.
I think that's true.
We'll find out. I probably just has five.
I think all of your parents would come.
If we called them.
If you called them. Not Lonnie's.
Well, they're dead.
Ma, Pa, why aren't they coming?
I spent a decent amount of time when, like, the idea was still novel to Scud. He was just like, Dad? Dad poofs in. He's like, what? I'm just checking.
This is just like the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Like, he's gotta shake it and just see if he's gonna come.
So I know we stopped the home improvement section, but we did leave open the Tim Allen section.
Yeah, the Santa Claus is still open and active.
That's
so.
Always open, out of respect.
Exactly.
Toby, before you can say anything, Michael flies 30 feet diagonally back.
Hobie's obviously here.
Oh yeah, Hobie's here. He's still
Is he large? Is he still big?
Yeah.
Rowan just feels a little clench in her chest every time she says big Hobie. It's just not right.
Hobie.
He's too big. I can't swaddle him this big. Way. It's fucked up. He can drink more beer than me now. It's fucked up.
He's immune to poison.
Then he can just drink beer forever.
All right, so is this motherfucker talking to us?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
We
what's the,
initiative,
what's
Michael?
The work
I would like to talk to him. Maybe some sort of...
Her. It's shaped, well, I guess it actually,
them?
You know what?
Them.
You know what? It's shaped like Rosemont, but I don't know that because they're Warforged, so who knows?
Yeah, it's made out of wood.
Metal.
Wooden metals?
They have like the wooden core. They have a magic like wooden heart.
And yeah, so who knows?
Android, but this Lord one is tails. A massive Warforged.
Like big, big.
Big, big.
Like massive.
Like how far up its legs do we come?
Is it like the one we wait inside its butt in hell? We'll do that again.
It's probably not that big, but it's big.
Like,
it's,
we come up to, like, its knee or something?
You come up to about its knee, I bet.
Oh, man.
Shit. That's what about me? I'm Toby.
Okay,
I'm
well, you come to, like, ankle.
It definitely looks like somebody could ride inside of it.
Oh, any damn. One of us or just a small Toby?
Oh.
That was
perhaps
not...
a big B?
Oh,
that was
it's a
not...
Mac. It's
big
a Mac.
Big Mac.
He fucked up. Michael
shit.
Fucked up.
Big
B, get out.
Big B, get back in the Meg. Or River Gray will have to pilot it again. Move.
I think I fucked up by not putting somebody in this.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Michael. What a lost opportunity.
You had a mech before. It's okay.
Well, if you wanted to play a character that would be a person that would get inside a Warforged, what kind of character build would that be?
Yeah.
There is a new item in Tasha's where you can get inside of a big thing, but also artificers have like a
yeah,
like
yeah,
suit,
that makes
so.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So either get a magic item or get a goddamn artificer.
Never played an artificer.
Hello? I cast Mage Hand and go, ding, 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 ding.
He knock on it?
Yeah, it hasn't talked to us in like 10 minutes.
Intruders are not allowed.
Shit.
In Baby's realm.
I'm Lonnie. Now we ain't intruders.
And we got in. Only the right people would be able to get in. We wouldn't be able to get in if we weren't allowed in.
Tell Big Me that I'm River Gray's daughter. You look like my mom, okay? Like, he'll be fine with it.
I conjure an illusion of Rowan hugging River Gray and hugging, and then Rowan Gray, like, wipes off a little bit of dirt off Rowan, and Rowan looks embarrassed. See?
I'm foolish. Right here, it says languages understands common but can't speak.
Oh.
19 Arcana, Mr. DM.
What you looking for?
I have knowledge of constructs. I want to know what this thing's deal is.
It's a Warforged Colossus.
Oh.
It is a basically massive construct that wizards can ride inside. You know that it, it's a siege monster. It can break shit. Mm-hmm. If you get too close, it's real scary. It does have eldritch turrets.
Okay.
So it's got that going on for it.
That's fucking
sick. But most importantly, a wizard can ride inside of it.
Yeah, do I know any way to, like,
Kobe, get in there.
Do I know any way to not piss it off, or is it one of those like, oh, wizards keep it to protect their shit? We have to go through
it. It is literally a big guard dog.
Yeah.
Ah.
That has no intelligence. We cannot throw goddamn steak.
It's fucked up to make me fight my robo mom. My big, stupid robo mom.
I'm not saying there isn't a creative solution. I just don't know what it is.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Toby, make a big blanket and throw over top of it and fall asleep.
Oh my god, let's Skyrim this motherfucker.
Fall asleep like a bird.
All right, I get rid of... I put a blanket over his head.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a blanket over
it. Here's what I do. I put over... It's like the deal with it gif of the glasses.
Yes.
But the inside of the glasses are what I see behind me. Of like just kind of like the entrance to the plane, and I put it over his eyeballs.
Unfortunately, he has true sight.
Fuck! Need a real blanket.
We need a fucked up blanket.
A big blanket, Toby. Make a big blanket.
It doesn't work that way.
It might.
Can we like challenge it to like a logic battle?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This always works in Star Trek.
Divided by zero.
No.
I ask it if it's familiar with the ship of Theseus.
Its eyes flash red.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
I go, wait.
Yeah, can I, do I know what Bigby looks like?
Yeah.
Fuck, we need someone with charisma. Jesus Christ.
I have charisma.
There's a 1 in 20 chance that I could draw a card that would make me have a lot of charisma.
Oh god, I'm scared.
I don't think charisma is going to help you against a thing that can't be reasoned with.
Oh, but okay, so what I want to do is I want to turn Rowan into Bigby.
Mm.
So that Rowan can trick this big boy. Like, hey, it's me. Chill.
Okay, and also, sorry, just to clarify for me, would we call this we would probably not call this a humanoid, I'm assuming, right?
It's a construct.
Damn it. I wanted to use, remember my charm person glasses? I wanted to use them. Okay, turn me into Bigby.
I turn Rowan into Bigby.
What does Bigby look like?
Are they sexy?
He's a small man whose head is sort of potato-ish. He has buggy eyes and just a few wisps of hair on the top of his head.
Oh, Rowan's like, oh, this fucking sucks.
How have you turned her into Bigby?
Oh, fuck, he has true sight. God damn you. no way that works. I'll tell you that. Yeah, we can't trick this thing. It's too...
It's got knobby elbows and knees. Real skinny. Pot belly.
What? So I just look stupid for no reason. I just look like this Bigby guy who has a big crush on my mom.
Everybody stand back. Scud takes a step forward and pulls something out of his pocket in like hella Yu-Gi-Oh, both hands in front,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pulls a card out, does a big swish, lowers it down in front of his face. You only see one eye and the other half is the card.
Oh, that's so
cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he flips it around. He's like, take this. Really should wait to say take this till I figure out what the card is.
I'm scared.
God damn it. I wanted to save that card. So I got the Fates. Reality's fabric unravels and spins anew, allowing you to avoid or erase one event as if it never happened. You can use the card's magic as soon as you draw the card or any other time before you die.
That's cool.
Oh, whoa! So wait, you don't have to use it right now.
So you get a do-over right now?
Scud immediately uses it to not embarrass himself right there.
No!
He's like, I don't pull the card.
I didn't pull
Wait,
it.
If shit. You use this card to not pull the card, that would create a time paradox.
Oh my god.
It would end this round.
Actually, Michael, ruling on that, if I use that card to not pull the card, would I still then have the card?
The card would still be in there.
Done.
No, don't do that, fool! God damn it, you can save one of our lives! Why would you do that? Michael, this time I'm going to put an actual blanket over his eyes. I feel like true sight can't see through blankets. What's your thoughts on that?
I'll just read the ruling here on true sight.
Does it have blanket sight?
A monster with true sight can, out of a specific range, see in normal and magical darkness, see invisible creatures and objects, automatically detect visual illusions, and succeed in saving throws against them. Perceive the original form of a shape changer or a creature that is transformed by magic. Furthermore, the monster can see in the ethereal plane within the same range.
Perfect. It doesn't a motherfucking blanket will work
Dude,
for what I want.
I was gonna say, otherwise I could try to cast friends on it.
Because I can do that.
Okay, let's try blanket first, which is the original idea, but yes. This time we'll go analog as opposed to arcana.
It's just deeply funny to me to just throw a blanket over something and it just like goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Toby, you would know also based on your arcana role that it is immune to the charmed condition.
Okay, it's immune to charm. So put away, stop press shooting the, what's that mint spray that people did?
Banaka.
Oh my god. Wow, I've not thought about that in a long time.
Mage hand, carry blanket, drape over its face. Classic Skyrim.
It takes its massive hand and pulls the blanket off.
No! Damn it, just like a baby.
Well...
Like, I don't like this.
Lonnie, try to open the door. See what it does.
Okay. I go and I try to open the door.
And I'm flying. I'm like 30 feet in the air backwards, Michael.
Okay.
I'm emailing, touch it! Lonnie, touch it!
It is going to try to attack you.
Fuck!
Okay.
It raises up its huge foot and it's going to try to stomp on you.
No!
Don't.
Okay.
Can I cast Maze?
Lonnie just stands there looking at the foot like,
What she wants to like try to put her, she wants to try to kick back.
Ooh.
Oh, this isn't going to work. It's a dex saving throw.
Oh, no. No, you, okay. I could do it. I mean, if you need me to.
Yeah, you should roll it.
Oh, okay.
You might not roll well.
Well, I mean, does that matter?
I think it matters a little bit.
I got a 26.
Oh, that's so close.
Is it really?
It stomps down, like, hair away from you.
Okay.
Scud takes a step forward and says, okay, everyone, stand back! He pulls out something out
of
his pocket.
Wait, didn't you just...
and does a hand motion. He pulls something out and brings it down, and you see just his eye and the card over one side of his face.
Just...
Here it comes.
All of her nose are bleeding.
I'm scared.
God damn it. At any time you choose within 1 year of drawing this card, you can ask a question in mediation and mentally receive a truthful answer to that question. Besides information, the answer helps you solve a puzzling problem or other dilemma. In other words, the knowledge comes with the wisdom on how to imply it.
Ooh.
Okay, now that could be helpful, actually.
Yeah.
Even though it can't talk, but it's still, because of the way the card is, I feel like this could be helpful.
So it's, read it again?
I can't speak.
Anytime within 1 year of drawing this card, I can ask a question in meditation, not mediation. That makes a lot more sense.
That does make more sense.
And mentally receive a truthful answer to that question. Besides information, the answer helps you solve a puzzling problem or other dilemma. In other words, the knowledge comes with the wisdom on how to apply it.
So you're just like talking to knowledge. You're just
thinking hard.
The weave tells you.
Basically, it's like you just get the answer to a riddle.
Yeah, but all things are riddles if you think about it.
Or other dilemma, like
yeah.
I don't want you to present.
And this is a dilemma.
Yeah, like what's the best food at this restaurant for me specifically, or how do I not get smashed like a pancake?
I mean, I guess we could also just fight it, but I feel bad for fighting it.
We could also just maze it and run past it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at HIMS.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten-grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
I can throw a bean at it. We can try that.
Throw a bean at it!
What would that do?
Let's see.
Let's find out.
Why not? I like that we're all just like, let's try our stuff.
We just killed Thras, so like, fuck it. Let's use our items.
I use
an removal rod.
There should be a magic, a magic item that's like a thing of beans, but only like maybe like 5% of them are actually magic. The rest are just beans.
They're just beans.
I just throw a pinto. A pinto. Oh, okay. A treant sprouts. There's a 50% chance that the treant is chaotic evil and attacks.
Oh, I feel like this isn't going
to
help.
Do you want me to roll the 50% or?
Yeah, you just say if it's higher or lower, whatever.
It doesn't. I think you can choose.
No, you can just decide. But you should decide before you roll.
Okay. High, it's chaotic evil. 35. So it's low. So it's not chaotic evil.
Yes.
All right. Well, as we all know, treants famously talk real slow. So this should be fun.
Kill it.
Master.
This is still bad on anxiety medicine.
Oh no.
Oh my god, it's me? Oh, it listens to me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You summoned it with your bean.
Oh my god. Okay, what kind of tree is it?
It's an oak tree.
Aw, we have an oak tree.
We have an oak tree in our backyard.
Our neighbor's an oak tree. We don't have it.
Okay, I would like you to please stop that Warforge from stopping us.
Okay.
Don't ever talk, please.
Don't ever talk, please.
Just thumbs up.
It gives you a leafy thumbs up.
I love it.
So it starts stomping forward towards this big robot lady.
Cool. Should we fight this thing? I guess.
I mean, Treant's going to go first, right?
Well, the CR of the Treant has to be minuscule compared to this big boy.
All right, let's fight it.
All right, let's do this, motherfucker.
Dobby cocks his gun. He has guns about.
Ball buster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Open the balls.
Yeah. Do you want to shoot your mom in the balls?
I don't know what
I think we did clarify. It doesn't matter what's between
it
the
legs. Yeah, it just hits you in the junk.
Yeah.
And your bathing suit parts.
It's not as funny in hit 90s movies, but... If you kick a vagina haver in the vagina,
it still hurts.
Feel great.
It doesn't feel good.
No,
if you get hit between the legs, it's not going to feel good.
I think that's a scene in Joe Dirt.
It probably is. But what's the stats on that gun?
It just does one damage.
Oh, just one damage? That's it?
Is that right, Michael?
One ball damage.
I don't remember. I thought...
One genital damage?
I thought it was just like 1d8 or something. But it was just like a longbow.
Oh, well, okay. All right, let's roll initiative. Let's fight him.
All right, let's do it.
Wizard style.
All right.
16.
Opa wizard
also
style.
A 16.
Fuck.
I rolled a 1.
Total?
Ah!
Total.
I rolled bad.
I got a 6.
Wait, hold on. I get advantage. Never mind.
I love whenever Jennifer and I both roll really poorly and the characters that should be great for initiative are bad.
We're just like, bleh.
What's the point of dexterity?
I got a 16, though, actually, because I have a bit.
3 16s?
Holy
Uh-oh.
Who's going to go first?
Whoever we fucking want.
Wait, I'm dumb. I can't count. I got a 15.
Oh. Nice. I would have lied.
Okay. Well, either Toby or Scott is up first.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to cast Maze. What do you want to do? Do you want to cast Maze? Wait, rock, paper, scissors for it? I don't care.
I was going to summon lesser demons.
Don't do that. I go first.
Well, this is going to create chaos.
Let's summon as many things as we can.
It's just like swatting at little demons.
I want all the demons riding the tree, like taking.
Yeah.
Get up, boys.
Great.
Destroy all the tree. Like, fuck. I'm sure glad we rolled initiative 36 times. I'm going to cast Maze on it. I'm going to. Toby, like, puts his hand over Scud's mouth as he says lesser... and cast Maze on this B-word.
Okay. It disappears.
Run! Go! Go, you idiots! Run, go!
Okay!
I feel like these monsters should have something against Maze.
You hate Maze.
I do. Well, it is a bad spell,
but it's good for us!
Like, it has immutable form.
What does that mean?
And it's immune to things that would alter its form. Like, you can't polymorph.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, so, like, no polymorph? That's cool. Thanks for telling me. I was going to try that. No, he's gone. Scoot.
He's gone.
All right. Scud, what do you want to do? It's your turn. There's no... He's gone. Toby, as his free action, says, run! And then I'm going to use my... can I, like, try to fly over the gate, Michael?
Fly over the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... You can just go through it.
It's open?
Yeah.
What a bad gate.
There's a Warforged Colossus is the door.
Oh, I misunderstood. So it's less a gate, more of a...
Entryway.
Entryway.
Mm. Arch.
An arch. I fly through it, friend.
It's the St. Louis Arch.
Arch! I'm fucking crying! Yeah, I fly 50 feet. I'm like, gosh, damn, bro. Or 30 feet.
Okay.
No, 50 feet. I should stop reading. 50 feet forward. On. I'm sorry. Through the gate.
So through the gate, you see Bigby's tower.
Ooh.
He's overcompensating. Wink.
Which it looks like a giant fist coming out of the ground.
Really, is I mean it is Bigby's hand.
Yeah.
You know.
I make a face. You know what I'm saying? I actually do the jerk off motion with a fist.
Wow.
And you see the door, and it is. It is the door at the bottom of the tower, and it is all—it's shaped like a hand as well. Just
what the fuck, this guy! Come on,
this guy loves hands.
This guy loves hands. Cool. I'm done.
Okay, is everyone just moving in as quickly as they can?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah.
You could also ready actions if you wanted.
Well,
but using a dash, you know.
What are we trying to do to Bigby?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to remember what we're trying to do to Bigby.
Alar basically said that he fought Bigby and Trant.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know that Bigby's on the side. So we
right. So we, so might we either want to kill him or put him in super prison, which may or may not
well,
exist.
Well, slash Trant get info exists. From him.
Right, kick his butt until he
kick his
talks.
Ass until he's got one hit point.
Uh-huh.
And then say big.
Or well, we can just do non-lethal damage, which is only melee, by the way, Rowan. And
okay, I get it.
Padded arrows.
We need a okay, Michael. Next campaign, we need to you know have padded arrows. That'd be good.
I literally made you a BB gun that doesn't do lethal damage.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, okay.
No.
That'll be my last one. I'm going to hit him with a BB gun for my
okay.
last time.
I thought it did one damage, but. You know, it probably does
it
a million.
Knocks people prone and doesn't do lethal.
So funny. Yeah, I you know, it's the classic, you know, fight the boss and hopefully he says something stupid because he's evil, right?
Yeah.
And we also believe that he set the Tarrasque loose, so we have to deal with him regardless, or else
right.
him.
And be like, hey, why are you such a creepy about my mom? Also, side note.
Side note. So they don't try to just,
being a little freak.
You know, try not, we're making the world a little bit safer. If we have to, you know, old yeller him, so be it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So Scud and Rowan both, I'm assuming, just move in as far as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, here comes a roll for the, as I've already pointed out, not very bright.
Famously smart.
Warforged Colossus. It fails.
Oh.
It is still trapped within the labyrinth. So that, and then we go to Lonnie.
Could I hold action for whenever it reappears to like run up and karate chop it or something?
Sure.
Yeah, you move. You don't give a fuck about getting us to the door. So
yeah, it's. I mean, it's probably 300 feet to the tower.
300 feet.
Oh, I could go. There.
So half of Lonnie's movement. Got
it. I also don't want to get too far away from them. Can I move someone up? No.
No.
To pick them up.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm just gonna hold.
And ready in action with the condition of big robot comeback. Do hit.
Yeah. If it attaches, engages with another friendly immediate party.
Including Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to include Tree? I'm sorry.
You know, I think that, I know that I've carried Tree around in my pocket for a long time, but I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the faith shall bring.
Oh, damn. That's,
so
that's...
who's the, who, I guess maybe the more, the quicker and more efficient way to ask this is, who's the slowest person in the party?
Ooh,
Scud, what's your movement?
I got a movement of 30 feet.
I'm 30.
Okay.
Also.
Okay, so Scud and Rowan are the same. I assumed you'd have something weird being a ranger.
Yeah.
But, like a overland speed bonus.
Yeah, is Rowan here?
Or is Rowan here?
Yeah.
Rowan Twantides?
Yeah, I love him.
I miss him.
So it'll take 10 rounds for you to get to the door.
Okay. So, Scud, we skipped you because you were gone, but we assumed that both you and Rowan used both of your actions to move 60 feet towards the door.
Sure. Is your hand still over my mouth?
I forget. Yeah. Michael, I'm going to cast haste on Rowan.
Okay.
So I'm going to move 50 feet on my turn, on one of my turns, and cast haste on, probably the first turn, right? And cast haste on Rowan so that she can scooch a little more. I like Scud. But I feel like if he comes back, Rowan can do the most harm, you know, from farther away.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Spell Sniper.
Don't forget it.
It's true. I'm
sorry. Okay, so basically it's now, we're now, this is now based on Scud moving.
That's a great way of saying it.
Can I help him?
Oh, wait, no, you have your armor that can make you go fast.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's
I
right,
cast
actually.
It on Scud, Michael. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
Or your tattoo or whatever it is.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Again. This is...
Yeah.
And how fast does that make you go?
All right, so both, they have, their speed is doubled, and they get an extra action.
Okay. So now it's basically Toby.
It's Toby going 100 feet around.
Right, per round. So
in the first round, he doesn't go, he only goes 50.
Okay. So this thing's got 3 more rolls before Toby is in the door.
This is stressful. What a fun way to figure this out. I'm scared.
All right, roll number one. does not appear. You're all
two
running
two.
As fast as you can, flying, going super
I look
fast.
Like a Harry Potter.
Looking behind you, just waiting, because you know this thing's gonna pop back into existence in any second.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Michael, can I use one of my bonus actions to make to use spiritual weapon and make a tiny forged?
You know you can.
Okay. It's gonna go and it's gonna stand where it thinks that the it's gonna appear.
Okay.
Michael, I cast Misty Step to kind of be a dick, to make me go 30 feet. I don't know if this changed the math at all, but I do it. let's say it doesn't change the math at all.
Okay, good. Burn those spell slots.
Yeah. Shut up.
All right. Roll number two. Oh, that's... It's not cocked, but can we say it's cocked? It's like... It's kind of on the edge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it...
I'm on the edge.
It sounds like that would be good for you to reroll.
I sometimes only use cocked if it's touching something odd. If it's touching the side... Well, I if it's cocked, I reroll it. I will admit that.
It's not cocked.
Oh.
I mean, it's like maybe... It's not.
Okay.
But it's not, though.
I mean, it's kind of is. All right, here we go. This is its last chance to get a turn before you guys are in the door. I actually rolled well enough.
No!
What'd you get?
It's got plus four, and I rolled a 17.
Okay, that is good enough.
Ah!
It materializes, and then that's its turn.
Hey, I'm Vicky. I'm Garfield.
Yeah, y'all want me to just maze it again?
I think we can get to the door. So as long as it doesn't try to burst down the tower, I think we're fine.
Well, I could do like ensnaring strike or something on it to like trip it up if I needed to.
Well, and we got the tiny forge.
And we got the tiny forge.
And Lonnie's gonna punch it right now.
I was gonna say I could like stunning strike it, maybe.
Yeah, stun it. Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that, Michael.
Toby, based on your role, you know that it is immune to being stunned.
It's immune to being stunned, but punch the shit out of it. Wait. Sorry. I wanted Lonnie to try to push it over using a strength check. You know, this 40-foot tall robot.
Oh.
With a dex character. She's like, oh. And just like bounces back off of it.
Lonnie, yeah, especially with my 10 strength.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you could crit. Believe it.
I guess I could.
No, okay. Don't do that.
Well, fudge.
Well, this is just you said this is your reaction.
Yeah.
So you're able, you just have to punch it based on what you said.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And then you're going to go next, but still. I just want to see if we can hit it.
A 27.
27 hits.
Well, that one is cocked. It literally was half and half.
Put that dice in some coffee because it's half and half.
12. 12 damage.
You, Rowan, a tear rolls down Rowan's mom's face.
No!
I'm so sorry, River.
Rowan knows it's not her mom, but she still gets kind of sad.
Yeah.
Okay, you punched it once. Is that all you're doing?
What does it look like?
Yeah, because it's just like one thing, right? It's just a quick thing. It's not a full turn.
I mean, it's your turn.
Oh, I thought
no,
it was
no, no,
just...
that was her reaction when she held it 13 rounds ago.
Got it, right.
Her ready to action.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Her reaction, she's like, ah!
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm unsure if you can use multi-attack on ready to actions. I assume you can. I have no goddamn idea. Twitch, what do you say?
I mean, Lonnie, your turn is immediately after the Warforged's turn.
Oh, so yeah. And we're not trying to kill it, so.
Yeah, we're just trying to escape.
Yeah.
Or get past it.
If you punched it, that means you're in melee range.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I could... keep it occupied while other people are getting away, because
and then just shoot off
your
little fast bot.
Toby goes next, and he will be inside the door.
But the others will take another.
Everyone else is already in.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll just hold off Toby. I guess
everybody's gone. Lonnie's like, I'll save you.
Can I just grab Toby and we can run to the?
I mean, I'm like right next to the door, so it's...
I'm just gonna run into the door. Should I just do that, y'all? That seems like the thing to do.
Oh, crap, I should have slower friends.
I'm gonna go right behind Toby, so I'll finish right after him.
That's so cool.
All right, well, it does get to try to hit you.
That's fine.
No,
I don't think it can do it.
Won't happen. Not on my watch.
It's got true sight. You're not invisible.
I'm not.
It ain't got the guts.
That is a 26.
Yeah, that hits. I don't like that.
It's got the guts.
I don't like that you hit so much more often, Michael.
It's because everything has like plus 18 now.
You don't have a plus 18.
Yeah, it's plus 18 to hit.
Too many.
A reach of 20 feet too.
Whoa!
That's 29 bludgeoning damage. And it can choose to push you 20 feet away, but it doesn't.
Do it! Oh, shit.
It's a coward.
That pushed you right through the door. Like, thank you!
Okay, so you're running in.
Yes. Well, I'm going to run right behind Toby so that Toby isn't left out with the thing.
Well, it's going to be Toby's turn.
Oh, right next. Like, okay,
now.
Okay.
In this part of the campaign, you can actually do a damage boost skip if you have the Warforged punch you so that it pushes you through the door. You can trigger the end of combat early.
That's how Lonnie runs so fast, is she's constantly hopping in a weird, and like slashing her sword and switching back to a gun.
She's doing like frame perfect tricks.
So I'll just run in.
All right, then I run inside the door too, Michael Dude Morrow.
Okay, you're inside.
Yay. Woo. What's it look like? Is it cool?
Yeah. We gotta go. How many hands are in here?
Are the chandeliers hands?
It's got like the seat, the chairs.
Yeah,
the
chairs are all the hands.
The lanterns on the side of the
just
thing.
Just like hand art everywhere.
What a fucking weirdo.
It says Big B, but it's all like in sign.
Okay, that I like. That is cute.
It's pretty cool.
That one is cute. I'm going to cast, I guess, Major Image.
Well, before it gets to you, the wall behind you does start to explode open as the missiles crash into it.
The missiles?
What missiles?
Missiles.
Missiles.
Yes, from an eldritch turret.
What?
He's going to shoot down?
No!
All right, this didn't work as much as we thought.
We made some mistakes.
Should have mazed him.
Shit!
Wait, this is the Warforged Eldritch turret?
Yeah. It's got a turret, I'm going to say, on her shoulders.
Mm, that's so cool.
Okay, but so the wall crashes down.
Well, just a hole opens in the wall behind you.
Okay.
If Bigby's in here, we got to find them and punch him until he can turn that thing off. If he's inside that thing, I don't know. Maybe find, like, his rare collectibles. Like, maybe he has to have, like, one extremely cool hand thing that he's afraid of us breaking.
There, so this is a classic tower.
Mm-hmm.
Big
hand.
Big hollow thing. There's a hand that very large, it's probably, like, 20 feet by 20 feet hand. And you can see in the wall behind it, the gears. It's clearly you stand on this hand and you press the button on the thing next to it, and the platform hand will raise up.
Okay.
And go all the way up into the room at the top.
All right. I say fuck that and start flying. I don't know about you guys, but
I can't fly.
Lonnie can run on walls.
Yeah.
You know, you two terrestrial motherfuckers.
Are we still in combat? Is it still initiative order? Or?
I'd say technically, yeah, sure.
Do you have boots of...
No.
Wing boots or something?
No. No, I was just trying to think, like, wind wall? I don't think that's going to keep...
Could wind wall it.
I mean, I guess I could try it. I could knock it.
Missiles are legally missiles. Therefore, wind wall should stop them. Michael?
Is that true?
I think so.
Is this... Okay, so let me read, because I haven't used wind wall in a while. Yeah, exactly. Loose, lightweight material brought into the wall fly upward. Arrows, bolts, and other ordinary projectiles.
Like a rocket.
Targets by a wall are deflected upward and automatically miss. Boulders hurled by giants or siege engines and similar projectiles are unaffected.
All right, fine.
I don't think so. I mean, I wanted it to be true.
And mech warriors are not affected. Well, which is fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you might be able to push it over.
Yeah, make love.
Oh, I should have put my movable rod right beneath... behind it.
No!
So it'd be pushed and fall, but, you know.
And, you know, it could still see you, you know, maybe once it can't see you.
That's true.
Maybe they'll stop shooting missiles at you.
I put a blanket over myself.
What about the Tiny Forge, Michael?
Yeah, it's probably standing on the Tiny Forge right now.
No! What happened there? Whoa.
It is actually probably about to beat the shit out of her in trance.
I mean, that's what the trance for.
Yeah.
R.I.P. and peace, Trant. So I will still cast, major image to block any holes. And of course, infuse it with adamantine, Michael.
Okay.
On whenever my turn goes.
Just as you do that, you see a giant metallic river gray open her mouth. Her mouth like chunks down. Her chin like chunks down. And,
cool.
And a huge incineration beam shoots out and blasts into the tree ant.
Oh, take me home.
Wow.
No, I just imagine the eyes just like go red and it's just like jaw dropping.
Yeah. It's what's the destroyer thing from the freaking Thor? What was it called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that meme? You guys remember memes back when we were young and memes with Justin Vintage?
I'm a fire my laser ball.
That's a classic.
Imagine being called a boomer because you referenced the hit meme from like 2000.
Agon has cheeseburger.
Yeah, 2005. I'm a file my laser.
Am I a boomer simply because I've laughed at Agon has cheeseburger cat? No. I'm just firmly a millennial.
Listen. My Pokemans, let me show you them.
My Pokemans!
God damn,
that was a simpler time. Funny. A simpler time.
What's everyone doing now?
All my actions will be flying upwards unless I can help my friends with whichever future hurdles, Michael DeMauro.
I mean, this thing's going to make me attack it, I suppose.
We're inside the thing, and I am kind of covering any holes, and Michael implied that maybe it won't shoot us with rockets if it can't see us. Who's to say? But I did like your idea, Jennifer, of putting a blanket over yourself so you can't see
you. What if I had an invisibility blanket?
It would see through it.
Damn it.
Your invisibility blanket is a real blanket.
It's just a blanket.
Yeah.
And it's like, can't see anything here.
Hey, remember when I had skeletons?
Yeah.
You still have Akio, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Akio's canonically been here this whole time, just kind of chilling out, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always thought Akio was in like a duffel bag for when you to go like Iron Man suit style and like, go, go.
Oh, that's what you fist down into the duffel bag. And it...
All right, so you're flying up. What's everyone else doing?
I mean, I'm gonna attack it.
No.
Why not?
You can't, we're 300
feet
it.
Away in the tower. You want to take the elevator or hide?
Wait, take the elevator?
You actually can't see it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
After what Toby
There's
has
a
done.
Hand elevator.
Wait, what did Toby do that kept us from seeing it?
He made a wall.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I take the elevator.
Unless you have some way to fly or
no,
run
I don't.
On walls.
No, I'm going to take the elevator, I suppose. Ding, ding. I hit the button. wait for it. Like, oh, man. It's way up there.
Who else is taking the elevator? Adira gets on the elevator.
Thank
I forgot
you.
About her. Do you have to have line of sight to Meteor? Like, it just says the range is a mile away. Like, if I know roughly where...
Yeah, you really line of sight a mile away? That's pretty far.
You need line of sight for every spell, unless it says otherwise. But, you know...
Okay,
that's why, traditionally, we've always run around a corner whenever we fight a group of enemies, so they have to come to us.
No, that actually does work for spellcasters. If they can't see, they can't hit you.
Does Hobie take the elevator?
I forgot he existed. He can fly.
He can fly.
He's very fast.
So. I was like, can I ride on Hobie?
Yeah, probably.
I want to ride on Hobie.
Okay.
I cling onto his back.
Hobie lets you ride him. He's a pit fiend. He's quite strong.
He loves it.
He loves it.
He's like, finally, Rowan, I could do something. I could carry you.
Hey, you doing anything later tonight? I found a really cool coffee shop in the abyss.
Hobie just wants to connect.
When you looked back and saw only one set of footprints.
Oh my god. Part feet.
What the fuck?
How are Scud and Lonnie getting up, going up?
I'm just gonna like, if I can, I would just like to just run up the top, right? I can just run up the
outside. Just run up the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
So cool that you can do that.
Wait, so is there literally nobody taking the elevator? And
no, it's you and Rowan.
No, it's just you. Big.
Oh, you and Adira.
Adira's standing on the platform tapping her foot.
Well, yeah. Adira could probably kiss.
Oh, there you go. It's a meet cute in the elevator.
Oh, no. Adira would fly too because she has like winged boots or something like that.
This is like the end game, like Hulk taking the stairs. There's definitely, I would definitely get in the elevator, and there would absolutely be a moment where you all are like involved in some intense action outside. cut to the elevator, gentle elevator music playing.
You're like that part in Final Fantasy VII where you can take the stairs instead of the elevator, but in this case, the stairs take forever instead of the elevator.
Yeah, very slow elevator.
Okay, so you press the button, and the hand starts raising up towards the ceiling. Everyone else is flying or running or riding a pumpkin monster.
Pit fiend. How tall is this tower, my good DM?
Tower height? Couple hundred.
Because Adira can cast Dimension Door, and we can constantly keep throwing scud in the air with our Dimension Doors if we wanted.
I'm already in the elevator, my dude.
Right, but it's faster this way.
And it's way more fun.
It's not as funny, I don't think. I want to be in the elevator.
Okay, so that is true. But, well, how fun... Dimension Door is a spell that you don't technically need a lot of sight of, because you can kind of say, vaguely that direction. But then you just get shunted out if you accidentally put them in a wall.
It's true.
And they take damage.
It's like Portal.
So you all get up into the main room.
So... when the elevator doors open, tons of lesser demons just burst out.
You're just gonna be alone for the top of the elevator?
No one could stop me.
I just pour out.
Oh, is Scud the bad guy? He's like covered in blood and being bitten by 14 of them. That's so funny.
The tiniest little circle of salt in the ground that I'm like huddled in. Trying to...
It was a open air platform.
Oh no!
It was just a hand.
That's
it wasn't
cool,
enclosed.
Honestly.
There wasn't any music.
Really?
No music?
I was imagining it differently, Michael.
I might disagree.
Then I described it.
Yeah, because I didn't hear it.
We don't. I want to argue about the hand for 8 minutes. I really do, and I need to go to the therapist for about it. And I know our listenership enjoys when we do that, but I bet they also would enjoy if we see what's in this room.
Okay. Let's check it out.
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
Scud and all the demons.
You get up into this room, and it is a wizard's laboratory.
Oh, my God. Oh boy. Ooh.
Michael, is it sick? Am I jealous?
You are jealous, but not totally jealous. You got a lot of sick shit, too.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He has a friggin' Slooper 5000.
And you actually see a number of clone tanks.
Oh, that's my thing.
Anyone we recognize? Are there clones in the tanks?
You recognize
Snoke,
Seltra Wimblepuck.
Ah, God damn you!
You recognize Tramp Thumble.
No.
Good job. You see what you assume is a big bee.
Oh, that's a potato head.
And there looks like there's been a new addition. There is a young dragonborn.
What does it look like?
Big ass dick.
Come again.
What does it look like?
It has a tail.
Michael, dragonborns don't have tails.
I know.
I like what I'm hearing, Michael. Go on.
I mean, you did, you know, when you were in Pyreville, mm-hmm. you did see there were a lot of Tom clones that had tails.
Hell yeah. And Tom's soul is destroyed, so clone wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. That being said, what if there was a way around the Hammer of Sundering that we don't know about, which is very scary?
Well, I mean, also there were just clones of Tom.
There are a lot.
When he traveled back into history.
I'm still unsure what the canon is of.
Do you remember the time travel?
Yeah, I'm unsure if Tom's the clone or if Tom's the real one.
That is a mystery.
Isn't that always been the question?
Oh, I just got another nosebleed.
No. I think the Demonomicon can tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Angel of Death.
One person knows. The other people who might have known have forgotten.
So, but no one is, there's no one standing here who is not wet?
No, everyone is in the clone tanks.
Quite wet.
Quite wet.
wet clones.
Wet clones.
Just put me in the tank.
And there is also a teleportation circle
okay.
here, and it seems to be lighting up.
No! Wait, does that mean that it's there's a message? I don't think that. No, it's not. It's not an answer machine.
No, no, I don't think he's coming.
So you mean someone's about to slurp in? Is what you're saying?
I think so, but we'll have to wait to find out.
No. Michael, next week. No, seriously. I use one of my I kickstarted this podcast back in episode 16, and I use one of my no, we have to keep going. I paid $8.
My trap card.
I don't remember that tier.
I know.
That's cool.
Tricked you. God damn it, I'm mad. Okay, well, let's download some reviews into the audio zone using our mouths. All right, so as we've said a dozen times, leaving reviews helps us so much, and like we said, it led to us getting our ad company, so you pay our rent. This time we're starting with Skull Bones Guy via Apple Podcasts. Y'all saved my life after I took a blood oath to only listen to Limp Bizkit for the rest of my life. And me and my friends agree that podcasts don't count as music.
Wow, man, that delights me.
That's true. We should start playing a lot of non-Limp Bizkit music, as opposed to all the Limp Bizkit music we play.
Yeah, yeah, we play a lot of Limp Bizkit.
I started episode 1 back in February, and now I'm up to episode 300. So excited to get caught up so I can watch the stream. You guys make D&D sound so much fun that you've inspired me to get with my friends and start a D&D campaign that we're going to play on Fantasy Grounds Unity and stream starting this winter. I've been voted to be the DM and started watching the DMs to pick up some ideas, but Thrifty is by far my favorite.
Oh.
Y'all are absolutely hilarious and have such a great chemistry. They go on to say many nice things. They want to go to GeekCon 2021, same. and they mentioned COVID. Thank you.
The Flake in Canada. What a crazy long trip it's been. Twice. Started listening in 2017 and have been gracing my ear holes with this beautiful bean audio ever since to get me through my workday building minivans.
Oh.
That's cool. The cast is great and has wonderful chemistry that I just can't get enough of. Now, upon catching up my second listen through and caving into the iPhone world, I am finally giving Tim the review he's always asking for. Keep up all the good work, everyone, and stay inside in these trying times. That one was from October 20th, 2020.
we're cranking along.
Wow. Next review by ZPunisher16 says, Best Bean Time Podcast. I stumbled upon this podcast a while ago while preparing for a road trip. I put D&D podcast in the search bar on Spotify and struck absolute gold. Hey, baby SEO. That's definitely what that is. This is truly the best podcast of the last decade. Whoa.
That's true.
I laughed, I cried, I laughed so hard I cried. I highly recommend that you start from the beginning and ride Thrifty's train on down the line. Ride out the first 40 or so episodes and get to know and love Nika, Tim, Jennifer, and Botman's lovable cast of characters through the next. I finally caught up, made an iTunes account specifically for this review, sorry Tim, and will be joining in Twitch. 10 out of 10, best beautiful bean audio. Thank you.
Hey, Hander 2 says, we agree, so we review it. That's a good title. I like that.
That is a good title.
This is the worst cooking podcast on the internet, but somehow the best real play D&D experience. In all honesty, 2020 has been a personal hell of a year for me, as it has been for many of us. But on January 1st, I lost my brother in an accident at his home. Sorry to hear that. Enter in this podcast, which I had found by chance looking for a grief podcast. This podcast had me laughing when all I wanted to do was cry. Tim, call me Darkblade, created characters with intriguing backstories. Jennifer always made me smile with her horrible roles. I'm glad someone else rolls as bad as I do. Nika is a powerhouse with flashlight character development. And Bachman's characters constantly had me in stitches. Somehow the DM Michael is able to make it all work in a hilarious story that has its fair share of railroading.
What?
It's debatable, but yes. Honestly, I want to thank the cast for helping me hold it together as my life was falling apart. The joy you brought into my life when smiling seemed to be something I would never do again. I don't think you guys are aware of all the good you put into the world. This is a must listen for anyone, but I'm still waiting for those tart recipes.
Bantha from Apple Podcasts says, birds, baby, birds. You guys have been truly a light to listen to during these past 3 years. A true pleasure. 5 out of 5. Highly recommend. Play D&D. Michael,
wow, he's really great.
He's so handsome, it says. Lauren, with two slashes, says, probably the best thing in the world. Oh. Started on episode 1 back in June, knowing zero things about D&D. I'm now on episode 258, knowing some things. But more importantly, laughing aloud like a mad woman every day in public. In London, apparently, that's weird. Thank you all for being awesome. You make me smile every single day, no matter what else is going on.
Wow, from Great Britain.
Wow.
J.A. Clifford from New Zealand says,
New Zealand accent.
Oh, God, it's a slowest reviewer in the... I'm not even going to try it. That sounds offensive.
Ooh, you're doing it.
You do it by saying shid. That's the word shed. Shid. And that's how you find it for me. Shid.
Slowest reviewer in the West.
Oh, no!
I can't do it. I can't do it. Legit, probably been listening to you guys for about 4 to 5 years. I can't tell you how many times I've had Tim tell my ear holes to rate and review only to deny you that sweet, sweet bump in ratings. Yeesh. Sorry about that. Anyway, good day, mate from New Zealand. Time for the review. Nice podcast. 2 thumbs up.
All right.
Okay. Well, this review is from LMAO boy, this is heck of a podcast, IMO. And then it's just the smiley with the like bracket. Okay. As a smile. That's a good one. I can read the next one too.
No, that's not how it works.
I just
you get what you get.
Stop trying to steal podcasts or
get what you get. But you don't get upset, all right. Smiley face, that's it.
Dante3343 says, I don't really know where to begin, so I'll keep it short.
All right. burnt ketchup from the United States says, still loving it after years of listening. I've been listening and re-listening to this for almost 4 years now. It keeps getting better and is keeping me going through these dark COVID days. Thank you so much for all you do and the fantastic stories you weave. Sly Flourish, Tug from OK Bye. And I don't believe Michael's penis is as big as people say.
Man. Why? People are always... How do you always get the ones that do this?
Oh, my God.
They talk about me a lot.
All right. Rello the Teacher says, just started from episode 1. A few months ago, March 2020, a buddy that's DMing our D&D game suggested that I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much, buddy. I started from the beginning and I'm at episode 111 now. I didn't realize I would have to plow through 6 years worth of comment. I enjoyed it a lot, though. My coworkers enjoyed my scream and cackle when Tum died, for real, and I didn't know how to react. It was ironic when around episode 71 and 72, both words pandemic and corona were
damn.
Used. Yeah, sounds about right. Anyway, it's now 2015 on the podcast episodes. I'm on 5 years left. I enjoy listening to y'all tell jokes pre-woke. And I wonder if the tone changes. I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it changes. I mean, we evolve.
We're always woke. It was just
Different time, man. Different time. 2015 is a different world.
Different world.
Still funny.
And we've also edited a lot of our worst jokes out. So. Only downside is that I can't do any research or go on to any site information about the current state of the podcast. That is true. I try to avoid spoilers. So if this ever gets read aloud, I won't hear it till 2021, maybe. Whoa. Thanks for the adventure.
This worked out really well. Ethan Nightingale from the United States says, oh, the chains, they burned. Damn it, I misspelled my name. I did read it in the full review because they said what their name was.
Is this part of the review?
The name thing? Yes. I'm on episode 320 and the gang has been keeping me sane for the majority of 2020. I hope to hear Nika read this one because Nika's strong. Sly Flu, choking sounds, and boo burritos to y'all for making this 15-year-old old's year.
So they were 10 when it started. That's cool. Oh, wait, no, they're like 6 or something. Holy shit. Yeah, 15?
I really love it when you make the euphemism goof.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Well, they know the word euphemism. It's yeah, pretty good. Good.
So you're legally allowed to listen to it. You passed that bar.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we're basically going to be going for 15 years and someone's going to be 15. And
like, we started when you were born.
We started when you were a little cum.
Oh my God.
I miss Bucky from Apple Podcasts. Great podcast. I started your podcast when the pandemic started, so you guys have been a bright spot through all of this. I'm on episode 264, and you guys are hands down the funniest D&D podcast I've listened to. Keep up the great job. Thanks. Bucky, he'll come back.
No, he won't.
Zombiecore says, 0 stars. Don't listen to this podcast if you don't like hilarious friends playing a ridiculous game together. But seriously, this podcast has gotten me through some crazy times. Y'all are the best. Keep it up.
And then finally, Lipstick Blues from the United States says, started listening in March 2020. Oof. And you guys in my Taylor Swift playlist got me through a time of poor mental health and public pandemonium that aggravated my OCD and nihilism.
Damn, get that.
Mm-hmm. The laughter y'all create brings so much joy. Even without a D&D group, I feel like I'm part of the campaign when I listen. I'm sad that I'll be waiting every week to listen to new episodes now that I've caught up, but binging was so fantastic. Thanks for making my senior year less terrible. And may your dice always roll well, especially yours, Michael.
TLDR,
10 of 10, would recommend.
Michael. Also, Michael, don't make a sex joke. They're in high school.
It might be college. It might be college.
I'm 15. Why is Michael, you know, the thing he said last time. Lila didn't say
what?
It, so it's not bad.
I didn't say anything like that.
Ah, shit. Thank you again, everyone. It means the world and a half. Don't give us 5 stars and say something mean to trick us.
If you're going to say something mean, do give us 5 stars because it will trick us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true.
Well, or if you say something really mean about politics and like PC shit, then definitely give us 1 star because that is a 5-star review when people click it.
Yeah.
And they see like, true. Oh, okay, that's actually good, which is sick. Michael, thank you so much. It's been a joy. I mean, I haven't played D&D in so long.
I know. It was so fun time. To play again.
Mm-hmm. It's been great. I love playing D&D with my buds.
Thank you for running the game.
I'm going to turn my recording off and delete it just so that we can make it more, you know, chill and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast, and we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. My recording schedule, my streaming schedule is going to be a little chaotic for the next 2 months as Jennifer and I, as the British say, are moving house from foggy Boston to foggy St. Louis.
To fucking humid ass St. Louis. I'm excited.
But we'll have better air conditioning.
That's true. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you've finished each special Tim Allen section, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Mystic Force, Adventure Meme, Arid Foothills, Asian Drums, Touching Moments 1, Pulse, Cephalopod, Cheesy Lab, Leopard Print Elevator, and Land of Phantoms are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.